Then I would give them the speech about the common elements between our former bodies and the air. I explained the postulate that subatomic particles remain after our bodies fail and do not dissipate into the atmosphere. The energy shared among the particles allows us our heightened senses and the power to manipulate matter. To me, that reduction made sense. After some foolishness about ghosts and ectoplasm, one would return us to serious issues. So, how come I remember everything? The physical structure that held your mind is gone, but what was your mind still endures. Silence. Then, that's intense, or that's deep. But that makes no sense. Other questions? What happens if we break the rules? You suffer the consequences. Like what? You've never felt or inflicted such pain. My voice was so dark and cold that they shook into spark clusters. When I said that, I was no longer their prosaic instructor, their trusted guide through the difficult first days. I spoke a warning from experience. I knew. I remembered Donna, 3 years old, unclothed and alone, who wanted nothing but to be held again. I remembered Andrew, naked, stunned, bleeding, damaged. For those who didn't immediately go beyond, there were more lessons. To start, matter manipulation. All it takes is concentration. When you first start, you'll make a mess, so be careful where you practice. Look, no hands. I would make a flower pot loop the loop over their heads, or scoot a china cabinet across the